Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. Thanks for sharing another wonderful Thursday with us. And our fascinating guest, Claudia McNeely, who's a regular on the show. She's been on the show many, many times. And our topic tonight is going to be a whole lot of fun because it's the ascension process is not for sissies. And more about that in a minute after tonight's metaphysical musing. This is a big transition time for me. My daughter's going to college, and so the whole structure of my time is changing because she won't be here. She typically was with me at least half the time, if not more. And so I was wondering, you know, what's the appropriate transition ritual? What does one do with such a big change when life is going to be so different? And the words that came to mind was turning my life around, which I took to mean rearranging my entire living room, taking everything that was at one end of the living room and moving it to the other end of the living room and taking everything that was at that other end and moving it. You get the idea. Now, the room's only 22 feet long. How hard could that be? Really hard when you have to do it by yourself. It took me 2 days of pushing and lifting and hauling and doing all kinds of stuff and then rewiring the stereo and the speakers and setting up the computer. You get the idea. And it occurred to me that the metaphor was a big change in your life requires a big change. That in terms of whether you're looking at it as feng shui or you're looking at it as doing something that is at the appropriate level of energy to represent the major change in your life, that you have to do something that's fairly dramatic. And this is something that's going to make a very big difference. It's a much nicer arrangement. There's all kinds of things. But let me tell you, I was a hurting puppy for a few days after doing all that moving by myself. And that also feels appropriate. It felt appropriate to, without doing it in some other uncontrolled way, to act that out in my life, making a change for myself that represented the big changes that were happening and that represents a new time in my life, a new period in my life, that I should take the space that I live in and make it look and feel different to represent my whole life looking and feeling different. So the feng shui masters out there probably have a different way of saying it, and each of us in our own way that do work with energy and places and transformative work would probably do it in a different way. But my ritual for transforming my life at this moment has been turning my life around by turning my apartment around. And who knows, maybe that'll give you ideas for things that you can do as the rituals that represent what's going on in your life, because we really have to do ceremony at the transition times. It's one of the things that Western culture has kind of let go of. There's very few rituals, and most of them involve destructive behavior. But we won't go there for the moment. That's a conversation for a different guest. So that's tonight's metaphysical musing. And hopefully after the glitches that we were having just before we came on the air, Claudia is with us now. Are you with us?
I am.
Yay.
Hi, David.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Good.
And our topic is perfect for all the things that are going on for me because I figured I was in so much pain, it couldn't possibly have been just the moving that I was doing. But So, Claudia, give people an idea what kind of work you do and who you are, because not everybody has heard you before, and you have a wide range of background and skills and things that you do.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a Jill of all trades. I'm a psychic healer. I do a lot of shamanic type work, very high level, multidimensional type of healing that I've been doing most recently. I've really changed the healing that I'm doing, lots of soul retrieval work, and then healing the pieces that have come back and just changing people's life. I love it. And I'm not doing as many readings, but I am a psychic. I can do readings. I'm a medium. You know, talk to people on the other side. Work a lot with energy. I'm very sensitive. And I noticed several years ago that my pains kind of lined up when there was an earthquake in certain parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And so I started investigating that and putting it together and realizing, oh, when this happens, we feel like this. And it has just evolved until now. You know, I do a daily report of this is what's happening, this is what we're feeling, and people are going, oh, thank God, it's not me, I'm not dying. Because sometimes we think we are.
Right, and frequently you get a message from me that says, oh, thank God, I thought it was just me. I've got everything exactly. You just wrote about.
Today was a really interesting day. Today is the 8-8 energy, which is a very powerful energy. And it's the pinnacle of this Lion's Gate that's been open for a couple of weeks. I'm not real sure what that's all about. But a very high energy day. And I started out, I did not get any sleep last night, maybe got a couple of hours. Woke up feeling really good. And then a little while later, my heart started hurting, my chest area. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I knew it was the energy, but it just kept getting worse to the point that I was starting to worry. And it was like, maybe I need to go have this checked out. And mm-hmm. then it moved. It quit hurting in the chest, and it moved up into my throat.
Yep.
And then it was in my throat most of the day, and it's in my throat and my ears, where my neck and the skin and inside my ears is all tingly from the energy. And just really a weird, weird sensation and kind of hurting. And now it's moving up even more, going up, I guess, into my head. I hope it doesn't give me a headache. But it has been very interesting watching the progression of this energy today.
It's fascinating as somebody who's sensitive to all kinds of things trying to sort it out. But on a day when the mm-hmm. energy changes are really powerful, it's like, well, did I do anything to hurt myself? Did I eat something weird that's
right.
making my stomach feel wrong? Did I do a different mm-hmm. kind of exercise? You know, what could this be? And then I read, you know, Claudia McNeely's Daily Energy Report, and go, oh.
There it is. Earlier this week, we were going, the energies are making us detox really heavily.
Yeah.
We're detoxing on an emotional level and a physical level, and that's putting a lot of stress on our liver and our urinary tract. So earlier mm-hmm. this week, you know, I was feeling it in my liver, but I didn't think about it. And then somebody was saying that they were urinating a lot, having to go to the bathroom a lot. And was anybody else? Then everybody else started saying, yeah, me too. But we were all detoxing.
Right.
We're detoxing all that energy.
And just to give people an idea, you have a couple of groups online, a couple of different ways that people can mm-hmm. access the information, and different groups where people are having this conversation. So there are a lot of people giving you feedback and asking you questions
right.
all day. In addition to all the different websites that you plug into to get information about. And I know I'll miss some of them. Things like earthquakes and whether HARP is active, and
right.
what all else? Sun activity.
What the sun is doing, if there's been any gamma ray bursts, which is an energy coming from other constellations.
Mm-hmm.
HARP is a biggie. People have been saying, oh, well, HARP has been shut down because that's the latest lie that we're being told. And HARP has not been shut down. They simply transferred it to a different department. But they spread the lie that they had shut it down. But HARP has not been shut down at all.
And just for folks, for folks that have never heard the reference, it's AARP,
right.
which refers to a 40-acre microwave antenna in Alaska, which is supposed to be a research project, but is used for much, much more than that.
And there's also more. They've got them all over.
They're all over the world.
Well, they're all over the United States. They're not just in Alaska. Alaska is just the one that's the most known. But they do have them all over the world now. They use them for weather war. That's the newest thing, is weather wars. And we don't even know about it. That's what's funny. Right. But a couple of years ago, I sat and watched the United States would hit China, and then China would hit the United States. And there would be an earthquake in China, and then the next day there would be one in the United States. Then there would be one in China. Then there would be one in the United States. It was interesting to watch it.
It's, you know, and I just sit
and
here and chuckle
no
because I'm sitting here chuckling because at least I know that stuff happens, and I've not only heard about HARP for well over a decade, but in doing the shamanic work that I've done on some of the major hurricanes, I could see the system that was controlling the storm.
Oh, yes.
And when
Katrina was the first one.
Yeah, I think it was the one right after Katrina, Rita, where I finally saw the control system. And I couldn't see
Katrina
over
Katrina was the first one they used it on, as far as I am aware.
Yeah, and I couldn't see over the horizon. But I knew there was something there, and
right.
A little research later, I started putting together what the mechanics of the systems were.
Right.
But you know, when people say, "Well, you don't know what's happening," if you do shamanic work that has to do with the earth and natural forces and things like weather, you see stuff. You get a confirmation. And after 30 years, I trust what I see. So there is.
I was lucky many years ago. God, it's been about 15 years or more years ago now. My first, one of my teachers that taught me all about psychic protection was in the PSYOPS program for the government. Mm. And so he told us all the things about the government that nobody knew. And it really opened my eyes. There was a rumor that he was involved in blowing up Chernobyl, but he would never confirm or deny that.
Right.
But that is where I first learned about what our government is capable of and what they have been doing to people.
Right. What technologies are available.
Exactly.
So I don't know how far we want to go, because obviously most of this is conjecture, but we also know that everybody listens to everybody. So,
right.
One of the first
and,
times,
you know,
I
the newest thing has been that, and this was it shocked me when this went into the news. The reporter that got killed a couple of months ago, he was driving down the road, perfectly clear day, was behind his wife, I think, and all of a sudden his car careens out of control and runs into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out that the government used the OnStar in his car to wreck his car and kill him.
Wow.
Because he was going to report some stuff that they didn't want reported. This was in the mainstream media news. I mean, that's how bad things have gotten. They're actually reporting on that kind of stuff now.
Well, it's how good things have gotten.
Yes, because we're headed for some really massive, wonderful changes.
One of the things that struck me, you know, there are so many people that are afraid of the end times and the apocalypse, and the word apocalypse just means it will be revealed.
Right.
And the idea is that something wonderful is going to be revealed, but I think the first stage of it, which is what we're in now, is that all of the terrible things that are going on, that most people, they're hidden. They're intentionally hidden.
Right.
So most
right.
people don't know about it.
They're all coming into the light now.
Right, and they're all starting to come out. So we have the lifting
of the banks.
Yeah.
All stuff that the banks are doing is coming out. The things that the government is doing is coming out. All of their secrets are coming up to the light now.
And the way I look at that is there's so much light on the planet that the shadows all that stuff used to hide in are no longer there. But they don't have any new strategies. They're doing the same things they've been doing for thousands of years. It's just now they're doing it in the open and everyone can see. What's amazing?
Some people still don't see it.
Right. It's amazing how many people can be looking right at it and not
see.
Well, not even be curious. They're so sure they understand how the world works that they can't look at it and say, "Wait a minute, this doesn't add up." Two and two only.
Well,
two
luckily,
and two only. I have a friend who says.
Go ahead.
I have a friend who says 2 and 2 does equal 5 when 2 is a very large incidence of 2.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, luckily, there is a group who has been working ever since right after World War II to correct all of this. They're called the White Hats. Some people call them the White Knights. But they're the good guys. And they have been infiltrating the government and infiltrating all of these different organizations until finally now we're on the verge of a total reset of everything going on. They're fixing to change everything.
Right, right. And, you know,
and make it better. All this stuff is going to stop. It's gotten out of hand. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's one of the things. This might be going far afield because I had something else I wanted to talk about, but people...
We always do this.
Yeah, exactly. People always look at a situation as if it will unfold in a linear progression. If it keeps going like this, you know, so whether you're talking about climate change or anything else, well, if it keeps going like this, the temperature is going to go up this much and this much ice is going to melt and this is the outcome. There is a very well-known scientific set of experiments and principles done by Ilya Prigozhin that applies across physics, biology, everything else. It's always it always comes up as one of the options and the usual option for what the outcome is going to be. And he called it perturbation. Given enough stress on any system, one of the options is the system will have a catastrophic failure. But the more likely thing is that the system will get more complex in ways that are totally unpredictable that will create options and outcomes that nobody ever could have foreseen and that it will never go in the linear progression to the catastrophe that people are worried about. And, you know, it's a well-known, it's in physics, it's in biology, it's all over the place, but people seem to conveniently forget that that's how nature works.
Right.
And, you know, we're in the middle of this stuff, and the choice is always, do you go running into the woods screaming with your hair on fire going, oh my God, the sky is falling? Or do you look at it and go, okay, well, what do we do next? Which is basically the question that a shaman asks in every moment. What would you have me do now? Because if it's going to be a disaster, it's going to be a disaster, and you're going to be in the middle of it, and whatever happens, you'll have to respond to. But if there's anything that you can do, either in meditation, in doing healing work, or just in attitude, to change the energy and move it in a positive direction, you have to get quiet enough to ask the question. And then when you get the answer, you have to be willing to do what you're told.
Exactly.
And must be, you know, certainly the news media are keeping people going because that's what they do. You know, it's always.
Well, you know, they're told what they can and what they cannot report on.
Well, but
and
it's also.
But if you watch the news lately, there's a lot of stuff coming out about the changes coming up. All the stuff in the banks. Banks are crashing. Banks are being lawsuits against them. Our financial system is fixing to make a really big change. The government, you know, there's all these things, all these so-called scandals, you know. The NSA, I remember that back when Bush was in office. You know, we were throwing a fit about that many, many years ago. Yep. But all of a sudden, they bring it up and it's this big scandal. They wanted people to see that. They wanted people to go, oh, look at this. And, oh, we can't have this. The same with the IRS. Another big, you know, supposed scandal, which really was not a scandal. But they're doing all of this to make people look at the government and go, oh, this isn't right. We don't like this.
Right.
And then these changes that are coming up, some people, they're going to say they're going to be a sudden change, but I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be kind of gradual like it already has been. Because if you mm-hmm. watch the news, you're watching it progress. They're going to go in and they're going to change our government completely. My understanding is, and this is just something for you to watch for. There's going to be very shortly a reset of the world finances. All of these countries, and you, if you've paid attention at all, they've been gathering gold. All these countries and banks have been getting their gold all straightened out because we're going back to the gold standard, which we should have been on all the time. So they're not going to be right. able to print all this money they've been printing. And all of these countries are going to have to revalue according to the value of their country and their gold and what they have to back their money with. So there's going to be, and some people may not even notice this, but there's going to be a complete redo of all of the values of money across the world. As soon as that happens, that's the trigger for everything else that's coming. As soon as that happens, there's supposed to be like 17,000 people in our government arrested. A lot of them already have been. When's the last time you saw Hillary out in public?
Well, I think she's been in the news.
But you haven't literally seen her. You've heard her name.
Well, that's true.
But they're saying that she's already been arrested. You know, there's been word of a lot of them being arrested. Some of them have cut deals, you know, so that they're not going to be in trouble. And some of them have agreed to make changes. But all of these changes are coming. There's supposed to be debt forgiveness, where most of our debts are just going to be wiped out. It's not all of them. It's going to be a total change for us here in our country. It's going to be wonderful. It is going to be wonderful. I'm really excited about it. And this is our new world. You know, I talk about our new world, and a lot of other people have been talking about we're birthing a new world. This is the new world that's coming.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of changes. We obviously went in a different yeah. direction from where where we set out to go.
We always do.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we...
The energies are all part of that. The energies... Right. You know, the 2 weeks ago or something, we had there was 3 alignments that day, and it was really interesting. And that brought in the feminine, more of the feminine energy. We're moving more into the feminine. And then this change today, and all of this is bringing in the changes that we're looking for.
Right.
You're going to find a lot more women in politics. I won't be surprised if we have a woman president. Next mm-hmm. time, I don't know if it'll be Hillary, but it will not surprise me if it's a woman.
Yep. Well, after the break, there are 2 things I did want to make sure we covered because some people know us and know we're going to go wherever we go. I want to sort of define the ascension process so people get an idea of what's going on the planet and how it's affecting them. And also a little bit about very sensitive people and how they get affected by various things. I have a story about an old friend of mine and how it took her quite a while to figure out what it was that was knocking her around. And it was a consistent story. It just took a while to sort it out and figure out what was going
right.
on with it.
You have to become aware and start paying attention. It took me years.
Right, right. Yeah. And the other aspect to it is just people like us, people that are healers and do this kind of work, are more sensitive than most people walking around. And what's that like? Because as the ascension happens, more and more people are getting more sensitive to all of this and to the environment. So I want to make sure that people kind of get a little bit of an overview of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a break in a minute. My guest is Claudia McNeely, the amazing and wonderful, and her website is askclaudia.com. And you can find all kinds of information and links to her group. And we will talk some more when we come back in just a minute after these messages here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This week's episode, Trouble on Rock Hill.
Ain't nothing like running up and down Rock Hill.
Hey, let's move this rock.
Whoa! Sassy, Johnny's stuck under that rock. Yeah, girl, go tell Mr. Gunderson to bring his truck. You'll tell him, but only after you dispel a stereotype associated with shelter pets? People think shelter pets come with lots of initial veterinary costs?
It's dusty under here.
But in reality, most shelter pets have been vaccinated, neutered, and microchipped in case they get lost.
My pants ripped.
Sassy, Johnny needs help. What Johnny really needs is more discipline and better parental supervision. You use big words, Sassy.
Still under the rock.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Insta-Do. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back. My guest tonight is Claudia McNeely, and we just had all kinds of interesting communication snafus. Don't know how many of them affected you, but you probably heard a bunch of extra public service announcements in there somewhere. Claudia, are you with me?
I'm here.
Yay!
These energies are fun.
Really? Yeah, I'm connected through Skype on my cell phone at this point because both computers crashed.
The energies, they do play havoc with computers, with internet connections, with cell phones. They will knock all that stuff out. And these energies today are tough.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what the ascension process is. What is it? Because that's a word that sounds very big and complex, kind of like apocalypse, meaning just something simple. Well, what does ascension mean?
Ascension simply means raising your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that means becoming love. You know, there's a lot of people that are saying, oh, we're already in the fifth dimension. We are not in the fifth dimension. The fourth dimension, we have to go to the fourth dimension first, whether you want to or not. And the fourth dimension is love. And in order for us to raise our vibration enough to get into that dimension that is pure love, we have to become love. We have to love ourselves unconditionally. We have to love other people unconditionally. And the more we love, the higher our vibration goes. So basically, that's what ascension is learning to love.
And obviously, we have a ways to go.
Oh, yes. Yes. There are different levels to each dimension. And I think that what some people are calling the fifth dimension is actually a high level of the fourth dimension. I mean, the third dimension. Mm-hmm. But they're calling it fifth dimension, but it really isn't. Fifth dimension, my daughter passed away about 6-7 years ago, and she lives in the fifth dimension. She's always showing me what that dimension is like. And fifth dimension is instant manifestation. Being able to say, okay, I want purple hair, and your hair is purple. To say, oh, what is it like to be a boy?
Can I say I want hair?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what if I was skinny? All of a sudden you're skinny. That's the fifth dimension. We can create our body and everything in our environment, everything exactly the way we want it to be. And we can change our mind in an instant. That's the fifth dimension. We're nowhere close to that. I mean, think if you manifested everything you thought. I don't have always wonderful thoughts, believe it or not.
Right.
You know, we don't want everything to manifest because we're not there yet.
Right. As somebody said, yeah, you'd say that you wanted a Mercedes and it would show up in the middle of your living room and the building would collapse.
Right.
You know, we're not ready for it.
Exactly. And, you know, how many negative thoughts do you have about another person? You know, I wish that they would just shut up. You know, so you manifest them having an accident where they can't talk or something, you know?
Right.
You have to learn not to do that before you can get into the fifth dimension.
And especially if, as the saying goes, you've got skills. Once you learn how to do things energetically, effectively, you really have to make the commitment not to intentionally do things that harm anybody.
Right.
Which in almost all traditions is the basic rule, first do no harm.
Right. Exactly.
But that's not as easy as it sounds.
And look how much harm we do to ourselves. You know, right. In the healing that I do, 90% of what I heal is what people are doing to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because we judge ourselves, we beat ourselves up, we condemn ourselves, we punish ourselves. You know, that we have to stop doing that. That's the biggest part of unconditional love, is loving ourselves.
Right. Well, and obviously you can't love everybody else until you love yourself. And
exactly.
In the most basic way, there's in consciousness, there's only one of us here. So anytime you're beating yourself up, you're beating everybody up.
Exactly.
Which is how we create chaos. So
exactly.
I wanted to tell you that story about a friend of mine who would call me up, and she said, I don't know what's going on. I'm just distraught. I'm sad. I'm crying. Nothing's happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. And we finally figured out that any time women and children were either threatened or were dying anywhere in the world, she felt it in her body. She felt it as if it had just happened to someone she knew. And she finally learned that anytime she felt that way, she had to get on one of the news sites and find out where the natural disaster was, and then change her focus to sending healing energy to all the women and children that were going through the experience. But, you know, she was also a plant whisperer. I could ask her. She was in California and I was in Massachusetts, and I could say, you know, that plant on this table in my living room, it's not very happy. What does it need? And she could tell me. So she was very sensitive in certain specific ways, like we all are. We all have our particular ways of doing things, but also our sensitivities for these things.
And some of us will have emotional reactions to things. Some of us will have a physical reaction.
Right. So for somebody,
we're all different.
For her, it was grief. For other people, it might be digestive problems or being very tired or your body aching or whatever
or
it happens to you. And that could be and that could be because of a major emotional event on the planet. It could be because of the kinds of things we were talking about. It could be solar flares. It could be other things. We're now coming up on the sun changing its polarity, which happens every 11 years.
Well, from what I understand, the South Pole already flipped. They're just waiting for the North Pole now to flip.
There's been a partial shift, but that's going to but that's going to make
and it's not
going
to be as big a deal as they're trying to make it out to be.
And but it will be a shift in the electromagnetic field of the whole solar system, which undoubtedly some of us are going to be affected by. There's always going to be somebody, anytime there's any major change going on, who's going to go, oh my God, the sky is falling. Everybody runs to the hills, buy lots of food and ammunition.
Especially our government.
Especially
anybody in our government. They want us to be in fear. We're easier to control when we're in fear. So they're just, you know, you, as I said today, I think it was, no, it might have been yesterday in my energy report, don't buy into the fear porn, because there's a lot of fear porn out there right now. And we can't get caught up in it. We have to stay focused on the peace and the love and the fourth dimensional energies that we're trying to create on Earth.
Yeah, there's an attitude that people from New York have, which basically is something like, really? You think that's going to work? you're trying that on me now? No. And I think if more of the world, certainly more of our country, got that kind of New York attitude of, you're trying to con me. How? Exactly, and you think you can get away with it?
We're waking up more every day where we're not buying into the BS. There was a thing circulating on Facebook not long ago about, and on the news, they were putting it on the news, about this huge hole in the sun. And oh my God, this piece of the sun is shooting at us at this rapid rate, and oh my God, what's it going to do to us? That was like 2 weeks before. And it was nothing but a coronal hole, which they have, the sun has coronal holes all the time. And we had already received the energy from it. So why were they putting that in the news? I still haven't figured out what they're trying to scare us about. But they're definitely trying to build fear pertaining to the sun.
Well, you know, P.T. Barnum was right. There's a sucker born every minute. But so is Adolf Hitler. He said, make the lie big, repeat it frequently, and they will eventually believe it.
And that's exactly what our government does.
Well, and it's more than just the government. I think the media is
advertising.
Well, advertising is fear-based anyway.
Exactly.
Here's the problem that you have. And here's why you should be upset about it. But we have the solution.
And go to the doctor and get this medicine that could kill you.
Well, you know, we're the only country in the world that has commercials for medications. But
I know. Isn't
you know,
crazy?
Even commercials for makeup and, you know, other stuff. It's like, you know, you're not pretty enough and you're not sexy enough because you're not using our product. And I was like, oh, really?
Right.
Come on.
Yep. Yep.
So I started.
But as long as people buy it, it'll keep happening.
Right. Right. And, you know, it starts early. But at age four, I started teaching my daughter how to, you know, debunk commercials. Look, they're doing it again. They're going to say this, and then they're going to say this, and look at that. They have the solution.
Yeah.
Spend your money with us, and this problem that you don't have will go away.
Right.
So,
I didn't let my son watch much TV at that age. He mainly watched videos. So he wasn't exposed to commercials when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it makes a big difference because now, I mean, he's very open-minded because of having me as his mom. He questions everything.
Yep. So it's, as the Chinese curse goes, we live in interesting times.
Yes, we do. And they're getting more interesting every minute, so.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
But I always have to remind myself, we're all volunteers.
Exactly. You know, a friend of mine and I figured that out. Archangel Michael got us drunk, and that's how we agreed to do this.
You went out drinking with Michael.
Exactly. We went out drinking with Archangel Michael, and he creates his body so he doesn't get drunk. Yeah, that's how that happened. But we do. Well, I mean, everybody goes, my God, why did I agree to this? And when we were in the other side, in our soul did not realize how hard this was going to be on our bodies and how painful this was going to be. But we knew that we had to come in and we had to be here right now. And think about this. There was billions of souls probably wanting the chance to be born at the time that we were born. And to be here at this time doing exactly what we're doing. And we were the lucky ones. We got chosen to do this really special mission. And that's how we need to look at this. Instead of looking at it as how horrible it is, look at what a wonderful opportunity we have been given. We're doing something major for the world that nobody else was able to do.
Yeah, I periodically, when I'm talking to Michael and some of my other guides, they will thank me for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We needed your skills on the planet during this time. Thank you for going through this.
Exactly.
And there are lots and lots of healers who unfortunately don't get to hear that message that our work is extremely important. We volunteered to do it. And we knew going in it was going to be hard.
Yes, but I don't think we realized exactly how hard. Because it's easy when you're not in a physical body to say, oh, yeah, I can handle that. No problem.
Yeah.
And once you got these physical bodies, these physical bodies aren't holding up to it as well as we thought they would. Luckily, the younger people aren't having the problems we did because their bodies are different than ours. I think it's mostly us older people who are having the most problems.
Hmm.
Although my son does every once in a while get a headache or something, backache. Yeah. They used to laugh at me and tell me that I was a hypochondriac. But now they're starting to have symptoms, and I'm not having symptoms as much anymore. You know, I think we're moving through it in waves. I was in one of the first waves, and now I've passed through it, and I'm not having as many symptoms. And some other people are just now starting.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Well, I think as this ascension is happening for everybody, everybody's vibration is rising. And for
animals?
people that really have no idea what's going on, it's like having a healing 24/7 every day. So all of their negative stuff, all the stuff they're stuck on is rising to the top to be cleared.
Right.
Which pretty much looks like your life going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
And they don't have any idea why.
Exactly. And, we know what's happening.
Right.
And it's hard enough on us knowing. But people that have no concept, that's why we have so many people committing suicide and these murder suicides and people going crazy. It's all this energy.
And
just
people,
so intense.
And people doing various kinds of drugs to just numb out
and
not be conscious. Conscious.
Yes.
You know,
the other day, I don't drink. I have not drank in a long time, mm-hmm. like 20-something years. And I did try some tequila not long ago. And I have a bottle of tequila here, but I never even opened it. But the other day, the energies were so intense, I was going, I ought to go in there and open that tequila and drink it. You know, and one of my clients told me she was feeling the same way.
Yeah, I
so
can't
I
drink at all. I
really
can't drink at all. It puts me right to sleep almost instantly.
Well, yeah. Well, I quit drinking when I had Samantha. I couldn't take care of her and drink, so.
Yeah, but, you know, for a huge portion of the population, drinking is an everyday thing.
Exactly, because they're trying to numb out the energy.
Well, they're trying to numb it out, but it also shuts down the first and second chakras and makes you ungrounded and lets you slide out of your body so you don't feel the sensations as much.
But this energy, I've noticed with my clients, this energy over the last 6 months or so is really throwing those lower chakras out of balance real bad. And we're really having to focus more on healing those lower three chakras right now.
Right. And people who have been abused as children have it harder than most other people with that because there was already damage when they were children.
Right. A lot of damage there, yes.
My dear, between the way our conversations always go and the technological glitches, we're running out of time again. We're just going to have to do this again.
We are.
Because we always have
enjoy
so
it.
Fun.
We do.
Always
we always have so much fun.
So again, my guest is the amazing and wonderful psychic healer, shamanic healer, Claudia McNeely. And her website is askclaudia.com. So go check that out and you'll find the links to her Ascension support groups and to her reports that she does almost every day. You can also find her on Facebook. So thank you so much, my dear.
Always
enjoy doing this with you. It's so much fun.
I do too.
So we unfortunately have to wind this up. So if in all this conversation you got curious about what it is that David does, you can find more information about my work at househealing.com. And cleverly hiding on the contact tab, you'll find every conceivable technology to get in touch with me, including my scheduling calendar. I do a 20-minute reading and assessment to see what's going on in your situation, whether it's a person or a building or a situation, and how my work might be helpful to you. So please take advantage of that. And hopefully the next time we do this, we will not have all this craziness, but yes, indeed, the energy does get to us every once in a while. We've been pretty good the last several weeks. We haven't had any glitches, but tonight was exciting.
Today's a fun day, yes.
For those that, obviously not all of it's transparent to you, but at this point, I'm on Skype from my cell phone because everything else on my end crashed. It's exciting. So,
you gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Thanks so much, Claudia. And
thank you, David.
We will talk again soon. So we've spent another wonderful evening. Thank you so much for being with us. And I hope you will listen to us next week. If you know anybody who missed it, you can hear the recording at thefarkasfiles.com. And we also have the recordings on iTunes podcasts. So until next week, this is David Franklin Farkas for the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Well, that was exciting. My apologies again, David.
Well, not just on your end. My, you know, I'm working on the desktop because the netbook refused to start Skype.
Right.
And the